I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. New Hampshire voters are taking part in the nation's first primary today, so we decided to check in with conservative activist and author Phyllis Schlafly. We decided to ask her who she would like to see as the eventual GOP nominee, or at least the consensus candidate for conservatives. We will have that conversation in a few minutes. But first, we're going to shift gears and talk about the Detroit Auto Show, the annual event. It's actually called the North American International Auto Show, kicked off in the Motor City yesterday. The show goes on for the next 2 weeks and opens to the public on Saturday. After years of smaller and more understated conventions, this year's auto show has revved up the glitz again, and there are signs that the period of sluggish sales in the industry may be in the rearview mirror. We decided to call upon two people who were lucky enough to get a preview. Michelle Krebs is a senior analyst at Edmunds.com, which tracks trends in the auto business. Also with us is NPR's business reporter Sonari Glinton. He covers both the industry and other economic issues for the network. Welcome to you both. Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year to you, Michelle.
Happy New Year.
And we do want to mention that we planned this segment some time ago before we knew about this, but we feel it's appropriate now to disclose that NPR has just announced a new joint effort with the Ford Motor Company to make the network's programming available through Ford's internet-connected cars. As we said, we planned this segment some time ago, but we feel people should know about this. So before we get started, Michelle, virtually every report coming out of this auto show talks about how, you know, the glamour is back, the glitz is back, big is back. What are they talking about?
Well, everybody's in a great mood because we're coming off a fabulous year of sales, relatively speaking, and we anticipate that this year will be better and next year even better. So we're seeing more glitz, more glamour, but still a lot of bread and butter at the show as well.
Well, look, give me an example. We're not lucky enough to go yet. They're not letting the hoi polloi like us in yet. So what are they doing that's different this year that you hadn't seen in the last couple of years?
I think it's more the mood, and we're also seeing new exhibits. Lincoln, for example, on the Ford part of the show, has a brand new, very glitzy exhibit. It's got these lights that kind of fold down and then balloon open, and then I think Sonari took a ride on this mechanism that goes up into the clouds.
Yeah, it's Ford has it wants to intimate what it's like to be in the cloud. So it's like an amusement park ride, which takes you into the cloud. Now, when you think about how much they spend on these, like just to, without, hydraulic lifts, they're about, $8 to $10 million for one of these displays. So you can kind of imagine what the Ford display must cost.
Sweet. So, Sonari, the Detroit area car makers, the so-called Big Three, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler, each, as Michelle pointed out, recorded double-digit sales growth in 2011. They combined for almost 13 million vehicle sales last year, which is the best since 2008. What's underlying that? Do we know what's driving that?
There are a lot of factors. One of the things is that people, because of the recession and the downturn in the economy, they didn't buy cars, and they've been waiting and waiting. And so they're like, oh, Betsy, we got to replace Betsy. So, they're holding out, and when people are buying, they're buying cars because they genuinely need them. The other thing is, in terms of the U.S. car makers, is we can't underestimate how big and important the Japanese earthquake and tsunami have been on sales. I've just heard that Honda was saying that they didn't even build 500,000 cars. So there's a lot of room for growth when one of the most important places in the industry was so hurt.
But Sonari, to that end, though, are the automakers offering anything to entice people to replace Betsy, as you put it? What are they showing that they're hoping will get people excited about making that final leap into the showroom?
Well, one of the things that I found interesting is that someone said to me, it's the return of the passenger sedan for the American automakers. So Ford, has its Ford Fusion, which is it's now in the top five selling cars. And they completely refreshed it. It looks like
Aston Martin.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like an Aston Martin. It has that European styling. There have been, Ford is being really aggressive. There's the Dodge Dart, which is a small car.
Based on an Alfa Romeo from Europe, so there's an influence there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of European influences on the American automakers.
But Michelle, is there anything else to unpack behind these numbers? In retailing, for example, there was some strong sales, right after Thanksgiving, but then sales slow down. And there was also a lot of steep discounting going into Christmas. So that's like, we're just talking on the, you know, the retail side, not cars. So is there anything else you want to unpack with those numbers? Or is it just exactly as it seems, growth after having been sluggish for sales, having been sluggish for a number of years, are finally back again?
Well, I think it's the economy's improving a little bit. The other thing we can't forget is you can now get a car loan when you couldn't during the recession. Credit availability has been a huge factor. And the whole pent-up demand of people letting their cars get so old. The average car on American roads today is almost 11 years old. I think I heard Ford cite a number of one of every five is between 11 and 15 years old. That's the oldest we've ever seen. And the other thing is when you didn't have big new car sales, that means there's not a used car market, and cash for clunkers a few years ago took those out. So used cars are not really an option. So people are turning to new cars. And there's great choices in the new car market.
Hey, we're talking about this year's Detroit Auto Show. It's the big one. Our guests are Michelle Krebs of the Auto Industry Journal, Edmunds.com. That's who is speaking just now. Also with us, NPR business reporter Sonari Glenton. So, Michelle, of the three major car makers, the big three, Chrysler and GM received billions of dollars in bailout funds beginning in 2008. It's still controversial, even though I think that money is largely paid back. How is that effort now being assessed by the industry? Is it viewed as a success? Is it viewed as how is it viewed?
Well, yes, it is controversial, and there were members of Congress who will still argue against it. But it saved thousands of jobs. We are seeing jobs being added to the economy. Chrysler just announced another 1,000 jobs here in Detroit to build more vehicles. And we're going to see that over the next year or so because factories were closed and now sales are good. So we're going to see the big three, GM and Chrysler and Ford, all add more jobs, more factory capacity as they add more new products. So, it's successful. And in a few weeks, we'll see earnings reported. So they will be strong. We're going to see Chrysler in a far better position than we had.
And the other thing we're going to see in a few weeks is those Super Bowl ads, which are always attention-getting. Sonari, remember the one last year that debuted starring hip-hop star Eminem, who, of course, is from Detroit. Now, he's not... I have to play it again, of course, because it was the one. The name of the spot was Imported from Detroit. Here it is.
What does this city know about luxury? Huh? What does a town that's been to hell and back know about the finer things in life? Well, I'll tell you. More than most. You see, it's the hottest fires that make the hardest steel. Add hard work and conviction, and the know-how that runs generations deep in every last one of us. That's who we are. That's our story.
Okay, I think we get it. But all right, Sonari, did the bailouts do anything to help Detroit?
Well. Of course, the health of the car industry is deeply tied with the health of Detroit. However, I mean, as someone put it to me, that when you don't throw a party because your house didn't burn down. I mean, Detroit has some deep systemic problems that have nothing to do with the auto industry, and it's like if the auto industry had gone south, you get the feeling that it would have been so devastating to the city, but staying, at level, being relatively healthy doesn't mean that Detroit, the city, is healthy.
Is there a sense of improvement in the mood there at all, Sonari, given that Michelle is telling us that the mood at the show is better than it has been in years? What about the mood in Detroit at large?
Every time there's something good that happens in Detroit, people say, the Lions were doing well, so that must mean, I think Detroiters are resigned they're resigned to what's going on. They're sort of like, oh, we've seen what's bad has happened. We're sort of tired of people talking about this narrative of the city. Let's go about making our city better. I mean, that is a sense. I mean, mm-hmm. when you're a reporter and you walk up to someone with a microphone in Detroit, they look at you and like, oh, goodness, Are you going to tell that? Are you going? Right. What are you trying to get?
Enough
from
with
me
the
now?
Mood check. Let me just go live my life. I see.
Yeah, we're a city. We're gonna get through it. It's been the city's been around for hundreds of years. It's going to be around for hundreds of more.
All right. Well, finally, Michelle, let's look ahead again at imports. Final thought from you, if we can. We understand that Nissan is back at the show. That the Japanese carmaker had been a no-show for the last 3 years. What else can you tell us? I know in the minute that we have left, about are there other overseas companies that are making a strong showing? And is there any interesting news on that score?
Well, absolutely. We're seeing a big display by the Germans, because BMW and Mercedes have been slugging it out for luxury car leadership, and BMW got it this year. It's going to be an interesting race this year. The other big thing, I think, at the show is Honda, which got hurt so badly from the earthquake, and Toyota to a lesser degree. Honda's back here big time. They are showing all kinds of new vehicles, and I think they are sending the message that we are back, and we are back big.
Anything exciting to tell us about? And please don't talk to me about the minivans, because
Honda, the Acura NSX is the real head turner. That's a concept sport car that, you know, has always been popular, and now it's going to come with in a couple of years with hybrid, and then there's another sports car from Lexus too that's very sexy.
All right, well, do take a ride for us. Please take a spin in it for us, okay? Michelle Krebs is a senior analyst at Edmunds.com, which tracks trends in the auto industry. And Sonari Glinton is NPR's business reporter who covers cars and the economy for the network. And they were both kind enough to join us from member station WDET in Detroit. Thank you both so much.
Thank
you. Very good to be here.